Hey, this is Mark with Magpie Coffee Roasters here, and we are up in the mix.
Welcome to another edition of Up in the Mix, coming to you hot from the Honeycomb Hideout. This is Sean, a.k.a. The Truth, a.k.a. The Super Nicest, a.k.a. The Narmist R, a.k.a. Not the Black Dude You Thought I Was.
This is Caesar, a.k.a. De La Foto, your favorite neighborhood Mexican Ernesto, Captain Culo, Mr. Brunch, your local also, that Bobby with the dad body, the brown man in the yacht club.
How the fuck did he get here?
El Hombre de la Gente, the habitual line crosser, the honey badger, the fucking baby whisperer, and tracksuit puppy.
And welcome back to episode 125 of Up in the Mix.
Buck 25, that's a long time.
It is. We're almost 4 years into this.
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago, we were just doing practice ones on the deck of the old Honeycomb Hideout.
Yeah, and then 4.5 years ago, we were just talking shit at the bar. And now it's all on wax.
How was your week, Caesar?
Good. I finally got the whip back. You know, salute to Gabe at Real Performance. Car getting there, already over 100,000 miles, so a new clutch.
Damn.
Yeah, I travel, you know? Like,
what year is your car?
2015.
Damn. That's crazy how much you drive.
I just drive a lot, like, to the Bay Area, to L.A., like, you know? Like, I think I took it up to Portland one time, you know? Like,
yeah, because mine's like a 2011, and I think I only have 125,000.
And it's crazy because since the pandemic, I've been working from home. So it's definitely less
miles. And
you
still have that Mini.
Yeah. And then just...
Good thing it's a Subaru.
Yeah. And it was just the clutch. It wasn't, you know, it was just about that time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So it was just like clutch was going out. Hollered at Gabe. He's like, yeah, bring it in. Boom, boom, boom. And it's back.
Nice.
And it's good because, like, other than that, I'll be driving the mom car, you know, the Toyota Camry. And it's not the same. So, yeah.
Did you do overtime this week?
Oh, well, still doing overtime. I got overtime next couple weeks. Supposedly, it's like until August, which is tight.
And you're just going to keep doing it?
You got to stack them chips for the house, dog.
You're going to have some work-life balance.
It'll happen when overtime's over.
Okay.
Because then I'm going to start.
If you say so.
Then I'm going to go on some trips, you know, like try to, like, I've just been missing New York a lot.
All work and no play makes Caesar a dull boy.
Yeah. That's what happens sometimes. You got a little sacrifice for a little bit of time. It's nothing. It's not like it's forever. Just a little bit of time for the family and
nice. Extra
money goes a long way right now when you're looking for a house and everything's frustrating and things like that. So, yeah, how was your week?
It was good. It was the last week of school.
Yeah, hooray for you.
Last weekend was nice. Had over Nick and Rachel and my godson and their daughter. My brother came over with his kids, and we planted a bunch of, like, plants in our planter, some garden stuff, some wildflowers that we had left over for Monica and Dre's wedding last fall. Finally planted those, so, yeah, that was good. And then 3 full days of school, and it was interesting. The kids were...
wilding out, probably.
Kids were wilding out, yeah. But... I just spent most of the time packing up my classroom because
new school,
moving to the new school. So, yeah, did that. Salutes to previous Statman TC. He's been in town.
Yes.
So we played poker on Thursday night, and him and I won some money off of some of our friends who were not as
not
skilled
as savvy
or sober as we were. And yeah, just chilled. Yeah. My parents are moving into their new house, so. Yesterday, my dad brought over some furniture and some tools, so a lot of that set up. We got a new couch in the front on the porch and some other new furniture in the backyard. But just about to get ready to teach summer school on Monday.
Dang, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick turnaround. But, yeah, what are you teaching again?
I'm teaching a class on podcasting up at UNR.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel you're very qualified.
I am. That's as we previously discussed. I checked out the roster, and the first kid on the roster was this kid that TC and I both. I had him in 7th grade and 8th grade, and TC had him when he was at Hug. Then I was like, oh my God, this kid. Hopefully he's matured since in the 4 or 5 years since I last saw him.
We'll see about that.
I will find out on Monday.
Boys, I'm still very immature. I'm still a child.
Yeah, and you're like twice his age.
Yes.
But we are here for a reason this week besides just to talk about us. Mm-hmm. We have 3 special guests here who are here to talk about Kick for a Cause, a.k.a. Dodge for a Cause. So welcome to the show. We have Macel, Stephanie, and Donald. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Just real quick to start off, we have a question, and I feel like you especially are qualified to answer this, but we'd love to hear all of your opinions. It's something we've been debating the last couple of weeks here. So what is the better food, tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
Do you have a favorite kind?
Al pastor.
Okay.
Well, and here's why. Here's why. There's a reason why I said that. So growing up, we grew up pretty poor. So my mom is always, I didn't know what a burrito was till I was I take that back. I was 24 years old when I had my first burrito.
Oh, dang.
And I was in Arizona and I'm like, wait, what is this? this is a big taco. But I had the burrito. It was good. But I went back and I asked my mom, why have we never had burritos? He says, oh, only the poor people eat burritos. I'm like, well, explain. And she said, she said, in Mexico, if you don't have a plate, you wrap it all in a tortilla and there's your meal. And so she says, that's how that burrito came to be, is because they don't have plates. So you just wrap it all in a tortilla and you eat it. But I like to taste my food. I mean, if you grab a little bit of rice and a little bit of al pastor, which is my favorite taco, it gives it flavor. But if you add that and beans and everything else,
sour cream, guac, yeah, and it's just
then you lose it, right? It's just a big old blob, 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 right? So, so tacos. Sorry,
I disagree, but okay.
Yeah. I saw the look in your face.
Don't worry, I got tacos. Tacos. Yeah. We're good.
Hey, tacos. What we did? We did a poll. Salutes to everyone who voted online, and tacos won like 75% to 25%. So.
Yeah, you should try jalapenos.
I love tacos.
Jalapenos has some really good tacos.
Come on, bro. You know, jalapenos catered his
baby shower for a cause every year.
Yeah. No. My mom knows them too, so it works
out. Yeah, my girlfriend knows them too.
So it's jalapenos. Unofficial sponsor.
Well, how about you guys? Yeah. What are your thoughts on this?
Burritos all day. Taco Nazo, that's my go-to spot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Asada burritos, asada and pastor, add some rice into that, and you know, the burritos are just fuego. It's just, you know, and I always get burritos and tacos. I love them both, but a burrito to go, all today.
What about you, Stephanie?
I'd have to say tacos. Tacos all day. You can do them in so many different ways, like shredded chicken, fish. There's so many different variations and things you can do.
But tacos. You do the same every Tuesday. It's always chicken tacos.
Because it's easy, and I'm a busy working mom, so I can throw chicken in a crock pot, and it'll do it all for me.
Very true.
Versatile, you know?
She does have the Taco Bell quesadilla sauce that is fuego.
Ooh.
I will give her that one.
I just got it.
Do you make it?
I do not make it. No, I bought it. But I just did it because I got an air fryer, so I made a quesadilla with that in the air fryer.
Air fryer, game changer.
I made some Taco Bell
awesome wings the other day.
Reheating like leftovers?
Yeah. I did Mexican hot dogs the other day too.
You got to do an Uncrustable in the air fryer.
Actually, won't let me have an air fryer.
That's dangerous.
It's like, you got to consider your age. It's an air fryer.
How old are you?
Yeah. Damn, older than her.
Cold-blooded.
You got to convince her on the health aspects of it. Like, there's no grease. It's quicker.
Yes.
Yeah, she says, anything that says fry on it, we're not having. So I go to Mama's house, and we cook with lard.
You got to make up
those
for
pupusas.
It.
Yeah.
Those pupusas.
Yeah. All right, well, now that that's settled, why don't you guys take a moment, introduce yourselves, tell us your name, and how you're involved with Kick for a Cause, or how you got involved with the charity.
Go ahead, Donald.
So my name's Donald Abbott. I got involved because of Stephanie and her husband's my best friend, and they have a son that has cerebral palsy. So we've done Dodge for a Cause for 2 years. This year with COVID, it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got fired up, and I was like, no, let's do something. Let's do something about it. And I've always wanted to do a kickball tournament. I play kickball league night. We have a Monday night team. So I decided to put a team in. Everyone can play kickball. Even my mother could play, you know, everybody. And so we kind of were winged it a little bit. It's all coming together. It's definitely all coming together. We're sold out. Yep. We have some great sponsors. And in the day, we're going to raise some money for kids. And we're going to have a hell of a good time doing it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good times. We got the dunk tank going on.
Ooh.
Hoping to get this guy up there at one point in the dunk tank.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's for sure.
What?
I can't even swim.
Think about your age. How much longer will you be able to do things like this?
Hurt. Yeah. It's just, you know, brown people in water. You know, I don't go in water too often.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that much water. You stand up and you're out.
But still.
We'll what if buddies. I can't stand up because of my knees?
Because the old knees. We went over the age already.
I'm shocked that you wouldn't be down for that. I feel like that's right up your alley.
It's for the kids.
It's water.
It's for the kids.
I don't do well with water.
It's water.
I can't swim. Well. Give me a life jacket and I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Down. I'm guessing that the water's maybe 4 or 5 feet deep. You're taller than that.
In water, I'm probably 3 feet.
How does that work?
I don't know.
What
kind of math are you working there?
Yeah.
I don't know, water shrank people's height.
Oh, man. But when you're in that intense moment, I mean, that ball, he's looking. Oh, man. Now I'm having dreams about this.
Just look at it.
Face your fears. Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something happened.
My kids won't be there.
Well, so, Michelle, for those, I know this is, what, the third or fourth time you've been on?
Yeah.
Explain just briefly, if you can, how the original Dodge for a Cause started and the purpose behind it.
Yeah, so Michelle Martinez here, DJ Mice on the Juan and Juan Moore. Dodgeball started 9 years ago with the Barbers, Matt and Maria Barber. Their child is also special needs, and they started their event about three events, and then they realized they could start helping other people. And then we met them, and you know, now we're going to go on our 10th year. It's just a huge, huge event. Like Donald said, we didn't do this last year because of the pandemic, mostly because of the kiddos, right? We just, you know, they're so vulnerable. So we decided not to do it this year. And Donald and Stephanie Bull kind of stepped in and said, what else could we do? Could we do something outside? And they brought up the kickball tournament, and you know, we've already got a lot of the teams from previous, you know, from dodgeball, and we kind of just forward everything over to them, and they ran with it. I mean, literally, we've kind of stepped back and kind of watched these guys do everything on their own, which is really awesome. I mean, we're here for support and trying to do what we can to help them, and you know, in any way we can. But man, these guys have just stepped it up, and it's amazing how much money they've already raised in its first year. So I mean, this has potential to be getting just as big as dodgeball.
So do you think moving forward, you guys would like to continue to do one or both?
Dude, maybe both.
Maybe one in the fall, one in the winter, one in the summer?
We originally, this was, Matt and I had thought about it for years, right? It's like, oh, let's do an event in the summer. So it was always kickball. We always thought of let's keep kickball. Let's do it. But it's just after dodgeball, we're just so done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a toll. So we're just like.
And eventually you're running. It's, you know, you're running a nonprofit essentially,
which is
you know, a full-time job,
exactly. Right. And so it's, you know, with these guys stepping on board, is just, you know, if they want to keep kickball going, that'd be great. I mean, at this rate, from what I see on my end, there'll be a second year. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys just knocked it out of the park,
or
kicked it out of the park.
So how did you guys go from concept to actual kickball tournament ready to go in 2 weeks for everyone? Let's say it's Saturday the 26th through Monday the 28th, correct?
Just the 26th.
Okay. The original goal was to hopefully do 2 days. We would do a recreational day on Saturday and then a competitive one on Sunday, but just without, I don't know, the short amount of time, maybe that was it. We just didn't get enough interest for 2 days for it, but it's the first year and I'm really proud with everything that we've done in such a short amount of time.
And, you know, I think the whole idea, you know, there's a lot of winging it. It was just, you know, we want to get here. This is our end goal. We'll figure out the middle.
Yep.
You know, we're still figuring it out today. We still have 1,000 things to talk about, but we'll get there. We'll make it happen because that's our end goal. You know, failure is not an option. We'll make it happen. You know, we're running a kickball tournament. We're playing kickball and a raffle prize and silent auction. It's, It's, if you break it down to the basics, that's all it is. End of the day, and it benefits the kids. And, you know, there's a lot of awesome sponsors in our community, you know, that wanted to give back. You know, we have, I know we have one gold sponsor, platinum, it's S3 Development. We have many silver and bronze banners. You know, some people just are writing checks and they don't want a banner. They don't want their name on it. They just want to help out the cause, you know, the community, mm-hmm. which is super awesome, especially out of a pandemic where some of these businesses that are donating, it was hard to
barely made it through, right?
It was hard to pop that question. Like, yeah. If you gave me $100, I was happy. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't ask you for a grand or even anything larger.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just neat that they care about the community. They made it happen, you know, and they were all moving forward. We are one community. I love the city of Sparks very dearly. Obviously, we're over here. I call it West Sparks. We're here in Reno. But we're all one community, and we all do care about each other.
West Sparks from Berrien High.
He went to Sparks.
Caesar calls everything at Sparks East Sparks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Calling Reno West Sparks makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, East Sparks is east of the valley.
But, don't you have something for them, Caesar?
Oh yeah. So if you guys want to raffle off, if you guys are raffling off stuff, I have this picture I took in London of the London Eye.
Ooh,
and it's like a different angle of the London Eye. So yeah, you guys could have it and, you know, raffle it off.
Awesome.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Cause years before I gave like some Cuba ones, right? I
think. Yes. Yes. Those were awesome.
If I remember right. But yeah, I like try to give a little bit, but yeah.
We appreciate it.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
So you guys have the kickball tournament going on, and then what other activities are going to have going on throughout the day? Because I'm guessing, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping to have, I would say, around 300. You had to have 240. We have 24 teams, 10 people at least. Some teams have 12, you know, with spectators. So 300 to 350. Like Stephanie mentioned earlier, we'll have a dunk tank available. We'll have some cosplay. They dress up like the superheroes. They'll be wandering around to kind of keep
kids, that's awesome.
For the kids. Yeah. We know people are going to bring out cornhole, which is, you know, bring out games. We're trying to get some Connect Four, Jenga. So try to get some games like that. We're talking about doing some chalk.
There it is.
Oh yeah, chalk art.
Mm-hmm. We do good with taboo. So.
Yeah, just trying to do anything that we can to bring people out and just come out and watch kickball.
Nice.
And then Goodies is the local spot there that does they do lemonade. That's kind of what they're known for. But they're doing the hamburgers, hot dogs. They're donating all their profit that day to the cause. Yep. And so, you know, no one should be parking lot pimping. No one should be bringing their own beer. Yeah. Go buy the beer there. Steph got a keg donated.
Yep.
So drink the Coors Light that day. It all goes to for the cause.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So. That's awesome.
Yeah.
24 teams, and then DJ Mice will be up there emceeing the event.
With his pink tutu.
Yeah, I'll wear pink, green, any colors.
Is the tutu team, do you know if they're in the tournament?
They're not in the tournament. They're reserving themselves for dodgeball. They got really, really sore last year or a couple years ago.
So they're still recovering?
They're still recovering. Well, again, back to that age thing.
I mean,
we're not getting younger.
It takes a while, yeah.
This guy's older than me. I can only imagine.
By a year.
Technically, that's all that matters. I mean, last time I played dodgeball at work, a couple of years ago, the last day of school, I could lift my arm for 2 days afterwards.
It's incredible how much work it is, right? It's like, I remember the first
year. You just
need
to warm up.
Oh, gosh, even
stretch.
And at the end, too, when you're done, too. You need to cool down, stretch out at the end.
Like, and what happens? We go home, pass out.
Pass out, eat tacos, like drink beer, like don't stretch. And your body's like, nope.
Age is undefeated.
Yes.
Age is undefeated.
We did not do any stretching the last year we played, 2020?
We did 12-ounce girls.
we did that because we
I know what it
we
is.
Had got,
I got
some
yeah,
leftovers
I know
from
ounce,
you
yeah.
and Curlos. Went home, took a little nap, but I remember for 3 days afterwards we were crying. It was painful.
Especially you don't throw a dodgeball on a regular basis.
Yeah, right. Just the throwing motion is unnatural as it is, so and to not do it and then all of a sudden you're throwing for several hours and
with adrenaline and beer and all kinds of, you know, activities.
Back in the day when I worked at the rec, I could play dodgeball all day, every day. Just my arm never got tired. Just hitting kids. Nowadays. No, sir.
Not anymore.
No. Yeah, we have just an update. I don't know if anybody remembered, but we did have a guy that injured himself at the tournament.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, 2020. Yeah.
He broke both of his elbows.
I remember you saying, yeah.
Breaking both elbows?
Both elbows. Damn. Luckily, he was under workers' comp, so we got lucky there. Yeah. But he's good. He's coming back for the 10-year.
To play?
No.
Okay.
To put a sign
he's retired
up,
now.
To put a sign say, up yeah. says, be careful.
Be careful. He did the double people's champ.
I can't even imagine. How do you break? Oh, that's terrible.
Throwing bows.
Yeah, both of them. That's
I think
crazy.
It was like a fallback.
Well, he slid, so the feet went under him, and then he caught the ball, and so he held onto the ball, and instead of putting his hands down because he had the ball in his hands, he landed with his elbows.
Sacrifice for the game.
Well, I was going to say.
He did.
His teammates should have been proud MVP. Of him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he holds a camera, actually, for a living. He works at one of the local news channels.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That was probably a funny situation to explain at work. So
funny, awkward.
I'm in this double sling, and I really can't hold the camera in.
Well, I was just hoping they'd put like the cast so we could just have it molded, right? So you can hold the
so
camera just
so
like
it's perfect.
So, do you guys have a goal for how many families you'd like to
help
to
this
reach
year,
this
yeah.
year?
Oh man. I know we're at 4 right now, and we had opened it back up for a week just to try to, you know, I want to help all the families and all the kids that we can. And I don't know if we'd gotten any others.
We don't know yet, but let me backtrack a little bit because Stephanie in the past, I mean, she has never wanted help. And that's one of the things, you know, that's why Kick for a Cause and Dogs for a Cause is here. It's to show people, right? Like we're here to help and people want to help. Right. It was hard for us to receive donations and, you know, for the longest time. And then now we're giving and now Stephanie's, you know, it's just like it's just evolving. So we're trying to just get the word out to get people like these parents, like, you know, let us help you. There are things that are opening up, therapies, water, whatever it is, swimming. I mean, you name it. There's different types of therapy for every child. And, you know, we're here to help because the insurances don't often cover or they may cover some swimming lessons or some of this, some of that. And it's never the full amount. And so, you know, let's keep this going. I mean, you don't go to the gym, you know, for 12 sessions and come back looking like The Rock, right? You got to go in there in the gym every day. And and that's how I feel with these kids is we got to get them in there as often as we can. So, I mean, the goal, I mean, I know our goal is just to get enough money to get these kids help. Right. But it's like, you know, the more kids we can reach out to nowadays and then trying to opening up the page for nominations for these kiddos, you know, it's the community has to help ourselves. Right. It's right. great. You know, it's great things like what you guys are doing, having us come in and share. And then, you know, somebody who's listening may know someone who knows somebody who knows somebody who might potentially need that help or, you know, and then that's where these funds come in. So that's, you know, that's the goal. As of right now, we do have 4. But I know there was like 3 or 4 more that might come
right.
in.
And yeah. just to kind of branch off of what you were saying myself, I guess my goal is to just more encourage other families that are in need to not be afraid to reach out. Cause I've been involved. I've been going to dodgeball for 3 years. Then obviously now wanted to take matters and help out a little bit more. But Marcel over here has been hounding me for 3 years. Like you have a kid that's disabled. Why haven't you signed him up? Why haven't you branched out and thought of things that you could do to help him? And I've always just been humble and stubborn and not wanting to do it. So I guess my goal is to just encourage other families that every year there's going to be some sort of event, kickball or dodgeball, and this amazing community to step up and help out these families. So to just get creative, you know, let's help out these families.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You've talked in the past about how the therapies helped your daughter. Do you know what the families this year, what type of therapies and what they're going to be doing?
I do know one of the kids in particular. This kid, his dad has been a referee for dodgeball for almost 8 years. Mm. And again, it just comes to somebody else needs it more, you know, and then, you know, they've never wanted any funds or anything to reach out. They just wanted to help the cause. And now one of these, they finally reached out to me asking about how their child could really use something that you didn't know what, but they're like, you know, he doesn't sit, he has seizures, he does this. And it's like, just talking to him, I realized, you know, well, what do you want to see out of your son? And so ultimately, story short, they're going to do some CBD oils, and they've been talking to one of the dispensaries here in town, trying to figure out like what other kids are doing, because we have had families in the past where that's worked, especially with seizure. I mean, we had one kiddo who went from 100 seizures daily to like 2 seizures a year off of just the CBD oil. So it's incredible.
Nice.
I mean, so it's endless, right? And we have another, I believe we have another family who needs funds for, they call it a gait trainer, and basically just holds the child up in place so they can have mobility to kind of practice their walking and whatnot. And it holds them instead of, you know, holding. I mean, my Lena now is probably about 50-60 pounds. So for us to try and pick her up and hold her for a long period of time, this gait trainer would be perfect for her. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's something like that. I mean, that gait trainer is not covered by the insurance. It's like $20,000. But, you know, we can't get them the full $20,000. But if we can get them started, you know, just to get them going, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they'll do their own fundraiser, realizing, you know, the community does want to help. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Man, that's a lot for a tool, I mean, you know? Like,
I can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't. It's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And we have a kid. Our youngest is 2, and I believe our oldest is 15. So it's there's a range.
A good range.
A good range, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we've been highlighting the kids on our Facebook page. It's Dodge for a Cause. Obviously, we're putting our Kick for a Cause content on there. But, you know, we've been highlighting kids, showing, you know, where your money is going, what it's going to help out, and really put that, you know, the kid's name and face, you know, so you see it.
In the front. In the forefront. Front. So they know uh-huh. it's going to something good, not just, you know, what they can't see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, and we're also going to have the kids out that day. I believe it's 11:30 or noon. So everyone that's playing will actually see the individuals that they are helping by being there that day. Mm-hmm. We're definitely trying to incorporate the families into it and just make sure everyone knows why we're here. And that way, why you're going to come back next year and why you're going to donate double next year. And, you know, let's go.
Yeah.
So
what has inspired you guys like to get involved like in something like this to give back to the community? Obviously, Donald, you're involved. You're on the Spark City Council, so you're already involved in the community. But, you know, how did you guys – not everyone does this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a big deal.
Because it's a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work. Yeah. And, you know, what inspires you to get involved and do all this work?
I think my biggest thing was before I had my sons, I have twin boys. They had a high-risk pregnancy, so one of them had a stroke in utero, which led to his cerebral palsy. He's got brain damage on one side. And before that, I had no idea of, like, obviously I knew some of the disabilities, but I often say that his disability changed me more than it changed him because it brought me into this community. And then 3-4 years ago, I had heard about Dodgeball, decided to go and check it out, and it's just, it opened up my eyes to all these other families that are out there and just, I don't know, taught me so many different things, and I loved it. And it wasn't even about me and my kid, it was these other kids and seeing all the families and seeing Marcel and his tutu and his family and just, I don't know, something about it. Just, I always say every year, just being in that room and feeling it and everyone being there, I always manage to cry. I can't help it. I always do. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's incredible. It's
like
incredible.
A beautiful to see. Thing to see.
Yeah, it is.
The community come together.
It's. I always tell people, I'm like, just come. Even if dodgeball isn't for you or kickball or whatever.
Yeah, just hang out.
Come
and
get a hot dog and just feel it. Feel the environment and the community. Yeah. Absolutely.
And just see grown adults hit each other in the face with dodgeballs. It's always fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like you're saying, it's people helping people. I think that's the biggest thing, right? I know. I mean, like I said, we didn't grow up having everything, but just watching my parents kind of teaching us and our grandparents teaching us, you know, you help each other out. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't help yourself, you know, if you don't help each other out, then who will? Mm-hmm. Right. So you just take somebody
being a part of a community
like us. Exactly. I mean, born and raised here. I mean, why wouldn't we, you know, I mean, people were there when I needed it the most. And, you know, I was, looking back now, I was in dark places just because, you know, trying to figure out as being the Hispanic male being raised with my parents is you figure it out. You know, the alpha has to figure it out, and, you know, not knowing what to do next. You know, I'm already have 3 jobs. Like, where else can I get more funds to get this? And then to have a community. I mean, with us, with Lena, it was not only the community, but the world literally helped us change her life. And so in return, I mean, you got to believe in paying it forward. I mean, I enjoy it. I truly enjoy it. I enjoy seeing the families. I did a fundraiser a few weeks ago for a coworker. Her brother is terminal. And when they told him that, he said his only wish was to go to Hawaii. That's all he wants to do. So we did a little fundraiser, raised enough money to send him to Hawaii. And I had a guy that I did a fundraiser 3 or 4 years ago. And this guy was, I mean, he didn't, it almost like he says he didn't want to be in this life anymore. He didn't help his daughter anymore. He'd go home and just drink himself to sleep because he didn't know what to do. He was just, and it wasn't embarrassed. He was just ashamed that he couldn't do any more for his daughter. And thankfully, you know, we raised money for them to go to Disneyland, and they went to Disney and came back a completely different person. His parents are involved in grandbaby's life. He came and knocked on our door at that event, and him and his dad donated $1,000 to pay for the kid's hotel room. And he says, we got to pay it forward. He's a completely different person, and he's helping the community. So just opening his eyes, like letting him know, like people want to help. So with everybody coming to the kickball tournament, you know, these families, yes, we could use the money or they could use the money, but the biggest thing for them is seeing the community showing up and just saying, look, we're here. Whatever you need, we're here to help you guys. Even if it's just a handshake or mm-hmm. hello or great job or good luck, you know, that goes a long way. I mean, right. Funds help, right? But that means so much
just
more.
Knowing you have the support of other people.
Absolutely.
Or that they care.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like everybody under that roof is there for one reason, you know, and these families. And mm-hmm. obviously we often say, what's your cause? Because everyone has a different cause, but it all is one unit. And it's just,
sometimes they have to be reminded.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good to
they think the ball didn't hit them.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be mellower with kickball.
I don't know.
I feel like there's less controversy as far as, like, the thing with dodgeball, it's always, like, judgment, like, oh, that didn't hit me, or, you know, then, as a former referee, just arguing with another grown person about whether the ball hit them. It skinned your leg, bro. Like, no, it only hit my sweatpants. It didn't hit my leg. It just hit my clothes. That doesn't count. Like, okay.
Oh, sorry. Man.
Go sit down.
Yeah, no, I love to see them. It just cracks me up every single time.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty intense kickball games that Donald has played.
Yeah.
One or two. One or two. And we've actually changed it up where instead of eliminating some of the controversy where the number one spots to get into arguments is a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pitch too fast, too slow, too curvy, bouncy. That's how people start adult arguments that are not needed. We are having it where you pitch to your own team.
Yep.
So simple solution.
If you strike out your own team, that's on you. Sorry about your luck. You take it up with him or her.
Yeah.
And so that we're trying to eliminate that controversy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we all have fun. It's for the kids. You win this. Congratulations. You get a trophy. But end of the day, that's not what we're here for. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to switch it up. One of the cool things we're going to do this year is a raffle prize for a buyback into the bracket. So if you get kicked out early on,
that's a good one.
Okay. And end up going up against them again. So
nice.
So there'll be two. So we'll have two raffle. I call it a raffle game. So they have to play each other to get in back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so
like that NBA play-in game.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yep.
Very smart.
Changing it up a little bit.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Innovation.
Yeah. Any other changes? You know, like. Because that sounds fantastic. Pitch into your own team.
So you only get one foul, then you're out after that.
Okay.
That way, we're trying to do 30-minute games, try and turn and burn. You know, we have four fields. We don't want to be there all day. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone wants, you know.
All night, probably.
All night, yeah.
Yeah.
So that one's a change. For the most part, you can still hit each other. You know, you're not going for headshots.
Mm-hmm.
Our lovely lady next to me is taking a ball to her face, dodgeball once or twice.
Twice. We still argue about it.
So we made sure that rule's in that. So there's no headshots.
No headshots.
But there's not uniforms. We'll have a costume competition. So I have a friend. I know they're dressing up as old dudes, just suspenders and just going all out.
Nice.
So we'll see. Trying to sprinkle up some fun.
It's kickball. I mean,
kickball.
Listening to you talk about it, like, takes me back to first grade, like playing kickball on the playground with my friends. Like, all the different rules and everything. It should be fun. Like that's. Yeah.
I think that's the only rule that changed. You can do guy, girl. There's no like minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be four and four or whatever. Not anymore.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And it is recreational, you guys. So
but like,
don't take it serious.
Even though it's recreational,
that's what I was saying. Relating it to first grade, none of us were professionals at first grade. Yeah. So hopefully they remember that joy that they had just from having fun with their friends.
Yeah.
I don't remember who won kickball games in 1989. But all right, so we all went to Reed. Are you guys from Sparks as well?
Sparks, I for myself.
Nice. Yeah, Sparks, but I was homeschooled, so I don't have a high school that I rep.
Nobody's perfect. We're not going to hold it against you.
I feel bad for saying Berrien High School now in front of the U3.
Yeah. I understand where it comes from, but you know.
Like, I feel like now it's more like that pride of like, back then it was only Reed and Sparks.
And it didn't look
Spanish
like,
Springs.
Yeah, it didn't look like a prison too now with that fence up and everything like that. Like,
yep.
And like Sparks, you know, like is, I've subbed there. I have good friends that work there. So now it's like less of a, as being a teacher, it's less of the the Reed pride thing, because whatever, like
it's all East Park.
It's also, it was 20 something years ago. But that's good. Yeah, giving back to the community, getting involved. So, again, June
26th.
At I almost said Don Mello at Shadow Mountain.
Back.
Throwing it back.
Come out there. What time does it start that day?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Nice and early, so it'll be cool still. Hopefully, have some nice summer morning weather to get involved with a Kick for a Cause.
Yeah, even though the registrations are closed, you guys can still donate. So go to dodgeforacause.org. Once again, dodgeforacause.org.
Tell them.
Check it out.
Well, I think this is a good time for our first break, don't you, Caesar?
Definitely. Yeah. And I have my song of the week this week. It's Brand New Sky Zoo. It just came out on Friday, and it's called Something to Believe In. So listen and enjoy, guys. Salute.
I pray to the death of me, long as there's breath in me. God keep blessing me, even when the devil be testing me. To all my soldiers in the field,
it's yours.
Run the marathon for the win,
it's yours.
The world is yours and that's the reason. If that ain't something, I'll give you something to believe in.
Something to believe in. Serenaded stimulus running through a precinct. They sent my brother a check when he was doing a stretch. We laugh like fuck it. If they dumb enough, you keep it. It's just the way you seen it. All these visions of grandeur. Call it what you need it. Caught you lifting your hands up. All of us were reaching back and forth, how they panned us. All of this could be with their arms reach. If you stand up, you see the well. Close enough where if you see a cell, you can reenact heavy lash down to the key itself. Beautifully attached till at last try to redeem itself. Cause copying keys turn to obvious leads. I done seen what it's coming with when they was off the ground. Pardon me how I be hovering and making all these rounds. I be speaking for who come from it, straightening their crown. And a speech and a discussion that can tame all this shit down. Word the wages and amounts and aim and file the gift box. We a product of Ziplocs, they a product of TikToks, right? Clock ticking but not a tick on the wristwatch. In a space that's give and take like a pit stop. Know the whole scene from the mash to the smoke screen to the wings on the end of that cloud like Alfred Hitchcock. Cause everybody wants smoke till it comes with a halo. Really, is it otherwise? And really, do they say so? Swear it made sense to everyone who admires it. They tell you play the bench, but they show you the other side of it. Neighborhood routine, habits get involved. And what happens next door, turn to black and red fours. Block full of them, but still it feels like a transition scene. Gunning through traffic for what's meant to be. I intervene like the record stops short before we hit repeat. Should all we wanted was to hit repeat. Disbelief covering the room, smothered in the groove. Trapped inside a growth spurt, covered in cocoons. Erratic with your aims, so your humbleness ensues. Springing to your deathbed, you jumping up the lows. We was running up in souls. Swear it was Christmas Eve on the bridge, how we move. Planning to clear a rack out for peace. Minimum, my minimum reads that. Subliminal reach back, envision the key rap. Adrenaline rehack. To be in the top tier, whether through experience or being you not there. Me in the drop jeep, the sweetest of box seats. The speakers is knocked down, the diva is not need. Calls for a parade, Commodores ablaze. Crowd sing comfortably, harmonies and waves. Part of me is most deaf, part of me is mace. So my jury be on for my aura Rica sage. Positives and black pride and all the shit I praise. Or hammers in the glove box that draw it in a race. 20 on a bottle, so and so on a bird. One lead to the other, all that's missing is words. Tell them word, the ills from up the hill that I was privy to. How it all be coded, but the scope and it be literal. Scope like what they be holding to see who remembers you. Difference in agendas, but you'd rather not remember. Believe it like them telling you that all of this inflation is only gone better you and all that you've been taking. And you choose to believe in it in honor of your patience. And they got what they need from you, cause all it takes is something to believe in.
I pray to the death of me. Breath in me, so God keep blessing me, even when the devil be testing me. To all my soldiers in the field,
it's yours.
Run the marathon for the win,
it's yours.
The world is yours and that's the reason. If that ain't something, I need something, something to believe in. Something to believe in.
Welcome back. That was Caesar's song of the week. That was Something to Believe In by Sky Zoo featuring Raheem Devon.
Yeah, the album just came out. It was really good. He talks a lot about Brooklyn. He's from Bed-Stuy. Like we're
Bed-Stuy or Die.
Yeah, like Biggie's from there, and he just talks about Brooklyn a lot and like gentrification and like the good and the bad. Like there's this verse in there, it's like we grew up on Ziplocs, they're growing up on TikToks. Just like the different culture coming around and saying it's like not all bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because like back in the day, definitely a lot more people getting hurt, dead, and all kinds of the stuff. And now, you know, Brooklyn is just all
getting gentrification. Gentrification,
yeah. So, and also because Raheem Devon, he came out with an album with Apollo Brown too recently. That was fantastic as well.
Nice.
So I had to play, you know, this song. It's just crazy. It's good. Great album.
Well, there you have it, people. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Sky Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. What? Caesar, it's that time of the week.
World news.
World news. Well, local and world news.
All the news.
All the news is. So the first thing, the Stop the Sweep protesters were cited by the police this week.
Yes, they were.
And then yesterday they met with Mayor Sheevy. I talked to Ilya. Salutes to him. I talked to Lily, Megan. A lot of people that we know are out there sticking up for our houseless people. He said the meeting went well yesterday, and they hope to have some meaningful changes put in place to try and help with everything that's been going on. First of all, like with the homeless sweeps,
mm-hmm.
and then like kicking him off of the place at Edison, because I drive by that every day, twice a day on the way to work, and just seeing like people's stuff just thrown out in the street and just a pile of like
just left
people's outside. Lives. Mm-hmm. Like you're looking at their lives and it's just all over the street, just along Mill Street right there. So he didn't have specifics yet, but he did. He was hopeful. He was skeptical going in, but felt like there was some real progress made. So salutes to all the people out there who have been sticking up for those less fortunate than them.
Mm-hmm. And giving hope and give voices to people that usually
are
not,
voiceless.
Are not heard and yeah. swept under the rug, you know, pun intended. You know?
Yeah. And then this is so crazy. When we saw this, Mike mm-hmm. called it. So the city of Reno unveiled a new Pride crosswalk for Pride Month downtown, mm-hmm. Right underneath the arch. Super cool. Very, like, it looks great. Like, it's very colorful, and it took less than 24 hours for people to go and put skid marks on it, just because we are not allowed to have nice things, and people are bigoted idiots. But, yeah, like, we were talking about it the other night, he's like, I guarantee you someone's going to get mad about this. And
just burn out on it.
Yeah, and the next night someone had done it. But they already cleaned it up. Salutes to, you know, the people out there who are supporting, you know, people's right to be themselves. Also downtown, there at the Rec Track Plaza mm-hmm. over in between, I can't remember, the two casinos.
The Wynn.
Comroe and the El Dorado there.
Yeah.
There's a new art installation that was installed this week. It looks super cool. It's very colorful. We were at the Arts and Culture Commission. We were part of picking the artist for that. So I'm glad to see how it turned out from, you know, being seeing the proposal to actually seeing it put in place. So you can check that out downtown, like because there's that dog park there.
Mm-hmm.
Before,
it's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Before it gets too hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, take your kids there. It's like cool for them to walk. There's like little paths and stuff they can walk on that are all colorful and cool.
Yeah,
for the kiddos. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and then one big shout out to Paris Benegas. She is going to represent the United States in the Olympics for BMX, and she is from Reno.
Spark's own.
Yes.
Spark.
Yeah.
So,
salute to you, Paris. Like,
I'm going to embarrass her.
Do it.
So I have known Paris since she was in first grade.
Yeah.
When she was in first grade, I worked at the after school program at Cather Dunn, and she came before and after school every mm-hmm. single day. And she was always a super cool ass kid. And so it's great to see how far she's come. I saw that post she put on Instagram the other day that she's going to be representing the United States.
Yeah.
If you're, I know she's probably not listening, but if you are Paris,
yeah.
you need to come on the show. Yeah. We've been saying this for like 3.5 years. But now that I've embarrassed you, I won't do it when you come on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I've known her forever from riding BMX. Like, she's just like the little sister at the skate park, and, you know, just riding. Just everyone is just super proud of her. And that she's going to, you know.
Always a super tough kid. Yeah. I mean, she was like second, third grade playing football with like all the older boys just out there holding her own, like on her skateboard, doing whatever. Like she was a cool kid. And,
yeah.
Has turned into a great adult representing not just the United States.
Yeah.
But Sparks as well.
Yeah.
Like, from eSparks.
Yeah. And then she, you know, did a very brave thing this month too. She like came out as well. So, you know, like big shout out to her. She's doing awesome things. She has like a little coffee thing as well with like a coffee brand, some BMXers. So they have her own little blend of coffee as well.
So salutes to you, Paris.
Doing big things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like rides for Vans. She has rides for Colt, you know. Salute to you, Robbie, too. I haven't talked to you in a while. But yeah, like she's doing awesome things. Doing great things.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what she does at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do like a little, you know, she wins gold. They do a little spotlight on her. Like show yeah. Sparks, like what's up.
Yeah. So yeah, salute to you, Paris. Very proud.
And then in some sour news... Last night in Austin, Caesar's second favorite city, there was a mass shooting.
They got
shooting.
The best donuts.
You always bring that up. There was a mass shooting last night.
Yeah.
The first one, you know, in a while. So that was, I guess we can start the tracker again. And of all the mass shootings. No one was killed, though.
No? Huh.
Yeah. I saw 11 people were in stable condition and 2 people were in critical condition, but... Luckily, they think someone just started. They didn't catch the person. They were just randomly shooting into a crowd, and but like no one was killed. Luckily, so that was the good thing about that.
But yeah, because what someone say, mass shootings coming back. We're out of the pandemic.
Yeah that someone was you and I a couple months ago. That's what we predicted.
Yeah. So,
And then this is a crazy story. Did you guys hear about this? A man. Was swallowed whole by a humpback whale. This guy's a lobster diver off Cape Cod Coast out in Massachusetts.
I can't say that either.
I know my girlfriend always makes fun of me because she's from there, but he lobster diver. So like they dive down and like catch lobster on the bottom of the ocean, and he was like down there and he was swimming up and like there was like a bunch of small fish swimming around. And all of a sudden, he says it was just completely dark, and like something was like bumping into him, and he thought it was a great white shark, and he thought he was dead, but then he realized he was inside the mouth of the whale, and the whale had accidentally swallowed him, like not swallowed him, but like he was in the mouth, and they're saying that humpbacks can't see when they feed because they like open their mouths so wide they can't see what they're eating.
What's in front of them, yeah.
So he started like hitting the sides. Of the whale's mouth and the whale like started knocking his head back and the next thing he knew he was like out like in the air and the whale had come to the surface and like thrown him out of his mouth.
It's so wild to think about. Real life Moby Dick.
That's some real life Pinocchio shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so dude, I'd be so terrified. I'm terrified of the ocean.
I mean, can you just imagine? Because look, the crazy thing was, it was just, he didn't even know it had happened.
Because it's so big probably,
It was
right?
so big. It was just like, where'd all the light go? But like he was uninjured, like he had like some bruises and stuff, but was completely unharmed.
Dude, wow,
yeah, and like,
it's
like
so crazy, lucky, like lucky. To even think about. Like,
since scientists are like, we've never heard of anything like this ever happening. Mm-hmm. But he was just, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
He's got swooped
but
up.
Now he's got a cool story to tell.
Yeah.
Also, this guy's lived like an amazing life. Like it was like he said earlier, like a few years ago, he was in like some Central American country. On like a tour and like their plane crashed and he survived like the crash.
Is he like unbreakable? Wow. Is he like unbreakable?
He wasn't the only one to survive. Like 3 other people survived for 2 nights in the like in the rainforest before rescuers found him.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. We need to talk to this guy.
Dude, sending the vibes. I need to get him on the podcast.
What's next? Man, he's gonna get struck by lightning or something. This guy should go like play the lottery.
Yeah, and get superpowers after that. He's gonna start flying. It's going to be a mutant.
This isn't an M. Night Shyamalan movie, Caesar.
Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Luckiest man right now. Ooh.
Lucky you didn't get bends or anything for surfacing too quick.
Like, that was the good thing they were saying is because The whale where, took where he up, was right? diving, he was they don't it dive he wasn't diving that deep.
Gotcha.
So it was in shallow water, and yeah, luckily, like, I mean, there's so much lucky about so, the story. Yeah. It's just impossible to fathom.
Yeah, it's wow. like it's like a fairy tale or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, too bad he didn't have a GoPro. That would be
yes
the most watched video ever,
dude. Yeah. Well, the next one, you know, the future is slowly coming to the, you know, what we all expect the future to be. El Salvador is to adopt Bitcoin.
The first country to adopt it as an official currency.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll see how that works out. Mm-hmm. Like when you told me that, I was like, El Salvador? Okay.
There has to be some other underlying corporations under play.
I feel like there's some, you know, maybe some tomfoolery with that. But mm-hmm. Like we said, Bitcoin's gone down 34% in the last month.
But I feel to start off in a small country would be a good, like, to size it up and see how it'll work in a bigger scale.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Salute to all of you people out there who are investing, playing the stock market and in cryptocurrency. I know there's a lot of people. Hold on tight.
Yes.
Because it's been a wild ride. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're not hopefully you're not losing money.
Mm-hmm.
And then your next thing.
Oh, so now we're celebrating some culture stuff. Kevin Smith is making Masters of the Universe, the cartoon, so the He-Man, and the trailer just dropped, and it looks pretty good.
Ah!
Yeah. So he's bringing
it back.
Did you
guys watch He-Man when you were kids?
I grew up on He-Man.
Yeah. So, yeah, trailer just dropped, so check it out. I saw your eyes brighten up.
Yeah.
And Kevin Smith.
Yeah, when you said Masters of the Universe, I was like, what is that?
Yeah, so it's He-Man, yeah.
He-Man mm-hmm. and She-Ra.
Yes.
Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
What was the tiger's name? The lion's name?
The scared.
I had the tiger.
Yeah.
Cause he wrote it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was super scared until it transformed, right? All the time. It was like the battle cat. But
I'm too young.
Yeah.
You're older than me, so you remember this. Yeah. You're sitting here. Yeah. I'm guessing you're not. Cause I feel like He-Man was like early to mid 80s.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think you're right. It's like
battle cat when.
By like 87 or 88.
It just says battle cat. Mm-hmm. But it was like super scared until it got the battle cat form. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And
that was back before they made game characters cartoons. You know, it was just to make the toys, sell the toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll just call it battle cat.
Simple, easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kids will like it. Battle cat. another thing, a rare collection of Andy Warhol's photography is going to go up in Hollywood. Pretty dope.
Where at? You have any details? Or
it's in Hollywood. I forgot where it was at, but yeah, just because like everyone just knows him for his painting and pop culture kind of trends. It's good to see his photography stuff up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then almost on the same vein, Unseen Basquiat work is going to be released by the family for the 38th anniversary.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
A lot of good art.
I wonder. Coming. Yeah. Like. Mm-hmm. Where that's going to be.
I think just the article, it says it'd probably be in New York since, you know, he did all his work out there and raised there and stuff. So
mm-hmm. Nice.
So it's just great art coming.
In the sports world this last week, the U.S. men's soccer team beat Mexico mm-hmm. last Saturday in, I think it was in Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So when I heard about it, because I didn't watch it, I thought it was in Mexico. Because it said all the U.S. players were getting struck by stuff by the fans. Like one of the players got hit in the face with something after he scored a goal. But no, they were in the good old U.S. of A. There was just more Mexican fans there than there were United States fans.
We run the streets. We're everywhere.
But they came back because they were down, I think, 2-1.
Yeah, because they scored really fast, two goals, Mexico did.
Yeah.
And then, like, boom, boom, boom.
But, it's a young team. They didn't qualify for the World Cup last time, so unlike the women, hopefully they do, because the women dominate.
The women killing it, and they've been killing it, and they should have, you know,
better pay,
you know, all the good stuff that comes with dominating your, you know, selective sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, we got TV and movies. So the first Loki episode came out on Disney Plus, and it was pretty good. Because it's just a lot of stuff came out that a lot of people really don't know about. And it's just good to dive into some more nerd stuff.
Yeah, we watched it last night. It was pretty good. I have high hopes for this after the disappointment that was
your WandaVision.
Captain and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this show's better.
Yeah.
Are you into all those shows? You guys know? No Marvel fans here?
I don't even have a TV in my room. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Disney Plus. None of that.
Just playing kickball.
Yeah. Trying to change the world all in one day.
You're your own superhero. Then the new Conjuring movie came out, and I just put it on because this is the one that really, like, piqued my interest more than all the rest of them. Because, like, the ladies,
I have no idea what they are.
Yeah, the ladies into all the horror movies and stuff. So this one is just, I didn't fall asleep in it like the other ones I do. But this one is just, the story was interesting. So yeah, it's on HBO too, so you don't need to go to the theater to get scared.
Yeah, I generally avoid scary movies. Reality's scary enough for me. I just watch a good documentary that scares the shit out of me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, like that fish one.
That is terrifying.
I know. Whatever.
Yeah. Well,
help save us, Skynet.
Save us. Starting with Bitcoin.
Save us, aliens. Someone needs to save us, because we're not doing too well ourselves.
No.
Speaking of that,
petty move of the week. This is wild.
This is so.
So a man dumped 80,000 pennies for his last child support payment. So they dropped off what's that, $800 or something like that, as the last child support payment. So that's the petty move of the week.
In pennies.
And you know what they did with it, right?
They donated it.
Yeah. They donated it to a cause. I don't remember what the cause was, but they took the money and just, like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Your $800 is going to go to a cause that we care about.
That is so insane.
That is a petty spaghetti sandwich.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's in this trailer. It's funny.
Big white trailer? Yeah. I'm like, how many banks did he go to? Because who has...
All of them.
Who has coins? Like, you probably had to go to three, four states.
Coin shortage.
Yeah. Like, and nobody uses pennies anymore? Like, it's just wild.
I'm sure that child is well adjusted.
Yeah, he showed that mom.
Like, obviously, there's a story behind that level of penny.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and he had been planning this for a long, long time.
This is the best petty move we've had since that guy
who won the lottery
and then spent $250,000 getting manure dumped on his boss's house.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he won the lottery, quit, and like the guy was like I don't know, pissed him off or something.
Yeah.
So he paid $250,000 to have a bunch of shit
jumped. And he like sat out there in a lawn chair as it happened.
Yeah, at like 6 a.m.
Yeah. Wow. And then I think he got arrested.
And he was like happy. Like his mugshot was like,
so he's like, I don't even care.
Dude, yeah. Worth it.
When the lottery money lasts. Might need to call that boss back for a job.
Hopefully he planned out that was money well spent.
He's keeping it real.
I wonder if he has like a bunch of like, because every time I think of the lottery, I think of like if Danny McBride would win the lottery, you know, so everything would have flames on it. I don't know.
That is,
it's just off the side rail. Yeah, all the time.
Random. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny McBride. Anyways, let's just.
We're gonna move on.
Yeah. So we've been highlighting a lot of local music and local artists this week. I'll have an announcement later to talk about the culmination of all this over the summer. But past guests of the show and friends of ours, The Leak from Las Vegas, they will be playing next week at the Alpine next Friday and Saturday night. So you guys should all check them out. They're a great band. You can go back to episode, I don't know,
early
16 yeah. and listen to the, we interviewed them a few years ago when they played up in Truckee. They were supposed to be here last year, right before COVID hit. So we haven't seen them in a couple of years. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them. So my song of the week this week is their single Mirror Mirror off their last album, although they just released an EP this week that I haven't had a chance to listen to. I think it released like 2 days ago. But listen and check out.
Salut.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most shallow of them all? Narcissism is the name of the game. In this maze, you'll do anything for fame. Look close, I'm not what I appear. Constantly hiding behind my beard. So many selfies that can't be helped. Please, somebody, help me.
Yeah. So I'm staring. staring at this apparition, a ghost of my former self trapped in tradition. When I don't like what I see, I tend to cover it up, but got the nerve to talk about women with makeup. We all put on too much and feel we're not enough, been pushing away lady love but been craving a touch. What is love if it don't come from yourself? So many suffer depression, so emotional health seems to be more important than I choose to admit. My reflection tells me the truth as I maneuver through split personalities. Yo, no matter your locality, we all in mortal combat, it ends in fatality. Spoiler alert, broiler serve loins in the dirt. Stop raping mother nature, loyal to earth. That's how we're meant to be from birth. It's all temporary, center your inner temple, everywhere's a sanctuary. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the top narcissist of them all? Mirror, mirror, on the wall, show me who I was before my ego got involved. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, criticize myself, I can talk about y'all. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, too many forget pride comes before the fall. Perception tends to be an enemy. When we don't live authentically, what we pretend to be manifest as a phantom, holding mobiles for ransom. Nova Soda, so forum is deeper than we can fathom. Vanity still in fashion, automatic reaction, grasping at what's lacking, pin predictable passions. That's what the masters of propaganda have manufactured. Question every movement the masters are chasing after. Tell me, would you recognize your soul? Have you truly taken time to figure out who's in control? We occupy our time gawking up at the stars and ponder the possibility of living on Mars. Do you know the cause of your very existence? Before your parents met, what was the purpose of your lineage? We live in effect, villains respect nothing but check yourself in the mirror. Now what does it reflect? Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the top narcissist of them all? Mirror, mirror, on the wall, show me who I was before my ego got involved. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, criticize myself, I can talk about y'all. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, too many forget pride comes before the fall. The world for the things we need to sink within. External learning will have you running from all your friends. The life that we lead is only gonna be a reflection on the source of our energy received in each direction. Point the powerful mechanism we call attention. Obstacles that you hop over strengthen all your comprehension. Cultivate the proper vision to demolish competition. Plot, twist, and kick your wrist, be free from all division. Unify your consciousness, at first it seems monotonous. Reach into the dungeon, you'll see our thoughts have been hostages. Better to know what we need to let go and then make it official in order to grow. What I'm on is so potent, you don't need to smoke it, just look in the mirror to get with the flow. Amazed that we made it this far without bleeding. The death is a wound that we never been treating the way that we should, and the dopamine open me up to the belly of possible reasons. Many fall off and they suffer demise, won't take the time to decipher the prize. Hidden within them, deliver the prism, the spinning and shining with glimmering eyes. We'll give you the message you need to accept. Who do you run to when no one is left? Holding your breath eventually kills. Blood is like oil, the way that it spills. Many projecting, they don't know respect. Begins deep inside with the soul you must check. No matter the weather, we keep it together. The storm is a form of its own dialect. Dissected, selected, my aura's protected. Democracy's obsolete. I manifested the things that I dictated straight from my heart. Take it to yours, but I'm making my mark. Artists must harvest, but all of us farmers, we reaping the season, releasing the karma. Collected, detected, a new wave of energy instantly when I respected my enemy.
Welcome back, guys. That was Sean's Song of the Week, and it was Mirror Mirror by The Leak.
Like I said, you know, we've played them many times. Great group, very talented musicians. Mm-hmm. They're blown up. They were supposed to be doing a huge tour before COVID killed it, so hopefully they get back on the road and share their fantastic music with more people, and they will be here, like we said, next week, or this week.
18-19.
So, yeah. Check them out.
Definitely. And now, the next segment is the Meandering Questions.
So, Marcel has participated in this before, but we will ask you guys a series of questions that require very serious answers, because the people need to know the wisdom that you guys possess for all of these random topics that we have come up with.
Oh, weight on the shoulders.
Now, they would be called rapid fire, but we went in-depth. It's like they're like short response questions, you know. Teacher in me is always coming out. So, first question. and we'll just go like back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best beach in Tahoe to spend the day chilling on?
Kings Beach. That's just because that's where I grew up. I grew up going to Kings Beach, so it was always just memories at that point. But I don't really go to Tahoe much anymore just because it's so crowded and packed.
True. Yeah. I didn't even go on the weekends. Yeah. I got the summers off, so we can go during the week.
Sand Harbor. That's my favorite one.
Sorry. Chimney.
Chimney, okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell any secret ones if people don't know, because you don't want, you know. We were talking, I feel like when I graduated college, you could go up to Sand Harbor on a Saturday and get there in the middle of the day and there'd still be parking.
Absolutely.
And now it's just like, unless you get there before 10 o'clock or after like 3 or 4, there's just no parking.
Yeah, you got to make a whole day out of it. You got to get there super early.
At least actually, one person.
Pro tip, if you get up there around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, people are leaving, because that's what we do that a lot now, is we get up there and spend the afternoon and evening up there because it's still warm enough.
Yeah.
And there's not as many people as there are during the day because everyone gets up there so early.
Catch the sunset, too.
And then you get to see the beautiful sunset.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pro tip.
After everyone's tired from being in the sun all day.
Exactly. Yeah. You get up there, you know, it's hotter, but the sun's going down. There's less people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, everyone get out there and enjoy Tahoe while you can.
Yes.
Before it's ruined.
Next question. Best place to get a drink in Sparks.
What kind of drink?
An adult beverage.
Ooh, let's...
The Sparks man. Put on.
I know. First one, if we're going to be bougie, do the bootlegger. Atomic Bootlegger at Sierra Sid's. It's a truck stop. Sounds wild. They're the only mixologists that we really have in Sparks.
Yeah.
And the coolest part is you talk to people you'll probably never, ever talk to again. And hear some damn cool stories about what they're driving, you know, what they're carrying. Like, you know.
I've never even heard of this place.
Yeah, it's at Sierra Sid's.
Sierra Sid's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
See, learn something new.
There you are. I am a homebody. I don't go out very much, but if I was going to go for an alcoholic drink in Sparks, it's the Bitchin' Berry at Great Basin. Best beer ever. Love that stuff.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
So good.
Yeah.
Buy a six pack, take it home. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I drink tequila. Usually I drink it at home, but if I like to have a mixed drink, it's usually Berta Miranda's. You can get their margaritas over there. Really good.
Where's Bertha Miranda's and Sparks?
Sparks, you said Sparks. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in Reno. Uh-huh. They're in Reno. Sparks?
You all live in Sparks, so I figured I would ask you guys.
That's a question for Ashley. I don't really drink anywhere in Sparks. We do date nights, and then she'll have a beer wherever. We go to Great Basin quite a bit.
So I guess that would be. Next to Great Basin.
Chewies.
No, Great Basin. That's usually where Ashley likes to go.
I love Great Basin.
Their wings are always good.
Mm-hmm.
I get the burger.
The black and blue?
Black and blue.
Mm-hmm. a guest we had on last month said that was his favorite place.
Yeah.
He always got the black and blue burger.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like blue cheese on burgers, mm-hmm. but to each their own.
It's pretty good. You should try it.
Yeah. I have. That's what
Try it again.
I'm almost 40 years old, Michelle. I know what I like.
Taste buds change.
When you need to recharge and relax, you're all very busy people. What is your go-to activity?
My kids is my recharge. I mean, after 12-hour shifts of work or DJing, whatever it is that we're doing, right? For me personally, it's I get that extra boost as soon as I see my kids. I mean, as soon as you walk in the door, it's a game changer. You have another extra 2 hours in you. Like, who knew?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, their energy rubs off on you?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Does their energy rub off on you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like wireless charging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because here's my theory with, like, kids and energy. So we all have the same amount of, usually about the same amount of energy, but since the child is so small, it's packed in a small package. So that's why they run amok. And as you get bigger, or like me, fatter, you know, the energy needs more displacement. So that is my, you know,
that sounds very scientific. Yeah, I'm okay with this.
You're tipping the fitted on that one?
Yes.
All right, let's
get some research done.
Let's do it.
Let's get some verification.
That's how we get famous. A scientific research about
series unified theory of energy within a human being.
Yeah. That equals to wireless charging when you come home.
What about you guys?
Mine would have to be a bubble bath. I am a sucker for a good bubble bath. Nice. Put in my headphones, lock the door. That's nice.
Mine's riding my bike, like a bicycle, like a road bike.
Yeah.
Just getting out, putting your buds in, especially summer night, just getting away from the world.
Yeah.
I like to ride a lot. Breeze in your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, I don't want to ride to talk to you. I don't want to ride to be seen. I just want to ride to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to work up a sweat either. I'm trying to just chill
That's
out.
Just your relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
To maintain the dad bod.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. The next one. One thing you learned from the past year and a half.
I learned how to sew during the pandemic.
Oh, dang.
When the whole world shut down, I call them my angels, Donald's angels, like Charlie's angels. So there's three girls we all went to Ireland, and they did weddings. And so the entire wedding world got shut down, and they learned to make, or I learned how to help them, but they were making masks. And so I learned how to sew. And I'm not very good, but I can make a mask. I can do basic repairs, but I learned that during the pandemic.
Nice. So you learned something practical and useful.
Yeah,
exactly.
Salutes to you.
Yeah.
That is a tough one. You're putting me on the spot.
I mean, it could just be knowledge you have gained or insight. Doesn't have to be a skill.
I don't know.
How important teachers are to take your kids for a day or two during the pandemic.
That's nice.
Because it makes time for the bubble bath.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll just go a little above the surface. I learned how useful it is to have your husband have a job. Because he's at home and he's driving me goddamn crazy. He's got to get out there again.
Yeah.
That's funny. I learned during the pandemic not to give your kids ice cream before a certain time at night. Because Truby, I mean, you give that little girl ice cream and she will not go to bed. And she's literally bouncing off the walls.
Jumping on the couch.
Yeah. No ice cream. Past 6 o'clock, yeah. This girl's not going to bed.
It's like a gremlin.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew? I'm like, here, have some. Yeah, let's eat ice cream at 8 o'clock at night before we go to bed.
Yeah, no, never
doesn't
works.
Work.
Yeah,
that's good advice for all the parents out there listening. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Who is your favorite comedian and why?
Who's my favorite comedian right now? Fluffy. Fluffy. Fluffy just keeps it real.
What's his real name?
Gabriel
Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias, okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. I've seen him on show a couple times, and he's just a funny guy. He just tells stories about him. Like, reason why we listen to this podcast, some of the stuff you guys say, like, you guys are comedians just by talking to each other. I mean, it's funny just listening to people who don't have to make something to make something else to make something funny. Like, you guys, it just comes natural. You guys just talk, and it's just hilarious.
Okay.
Kevin Hart, for sure.
Did you see his new stand-up in his living room?
I died.
It was so funny.
And I can still watch his stuff from like years ago, and I still die, and I got tears rolling down my face. Like, I can always just...
Yeah.
I can always laugh with him.
It's funny, too, because my baby likes Life of Pets, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I know I'm in the other room, and I just start cracking up from his voice, and I know he's a rabbit. So.
I'm not much of a comedian, but I'll throw it back to Abbott Costello. The OG.
Classic, okay. Yeah.
That's who's on first, what's on second.
I recently saw a variation of that in a show I was watching. It always makes me laugh when they sneak it in there subtly.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, you know, it's funny. It's funny.
All right, last one. Best summertime activity in town.
So, minus Tahoe.
I'm going to go back to cycling. Literally, I can ride at 2 in the morning, and it's perfect outside, and the world's shut down. No one's calling me. And if anyone's calling me at 2 in the morning, it's not going to be for anything good. So I don't need to answer it. I don't have to deal with it. All about it. And just, I think just those warm summer nights, just anything, just be outside. Yeah. We take them for granted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Camping would be mine. I just went camping, actually, for the first time ever last year.
Oh.
And now it's just become my family's new favorite thing.
Where do you guys go?
We've gone a little bit of everywhere. We did Lahontan a bunch last year, Boca. We just went to Stampede on Wednesday night last week and froze. because it was very cold night. But we were committed. We did it anyways.
So this is Sea Salt. They're at Stampede right now this weekend. I texted them the other night, and they were heading up there for the weekend. I guess the water's super low.
Yeah, super low.
Is Lahontan super low, too?
Super low.
I heard, like, Boca and Stampede, it's, like, pointless to even use boats.
There was some boats out there, but, like, you couldn't, from any of the campsites, you can't walk to the water. Like, not for a day use. You'd have to drive and hike down. Like, super low.
Dang.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Sad.
Well, our family thing, I mean, we like camping, too, but our thing right now that's opening up is Lazy Five.
The water park?
No, music at the park on Wednesdays, Wednesday nights. Yeah, from 6, I believe it's from like 2 hours, 6 to 8 or 6 to 9.
Salute to the City of Sparks for getting some culture out there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's awesome. Get some music. It is so cool.
That's cool.
They get lots of different stuff. I'm following Jelly Bread. I don't know if you guys heard. They've been out
there.
Very
familiar with Jelly Bread.
Yeah, so they've been out there. So, yeah, it's awesome. You get different stuff. And, you know, having little kids and being DJ, like, I want them to experience all this type of music. So it's like, don't just be stuck in one genre. Like, look at
it's like close to home. There's plenty of parking.
Right there. The kids can play.
The library's there.
Yeah, food trucks out there as well sometimes. So it's just, yeah, it's really nice.
You guys got to try the La Barca food truck if you ever get a chance to.
What is it?
La Barca.
So really?
Yeah. Super good.
Sean's been in love with y'all last week.
Another good one, though, if you like La Barca, you got to try Daddy's Tacos.
Oh, is that the one? I've heard of them. I follow them on Instagram.
I won't be able to say it, but they do the, where you dip it.
Birria.
Like the stew, birria.
There's a better word. Birria. Better, yeah. Birria.
There you go.
Yeah. Birria.
Yeah, I can't do that, but birria. It's delicious.
I was like, stupor-ra? I'm trying to think what it was.
Yeah, Daddy's Tacos. That's my favorite.
Ooh, and they have birria because birria is so good.
So good.
Because they stew it and let it marinate and just like, and then you re-dip it again like a French dip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, guys. You guys passed questions. You did it. Well,
Thank you. Woo. It's tough.
I know. We asked tough questions here. Tough. Like we said, it's important things. Important things. Speaking of important things, we have, like, you can tell things are opening up because our local events section is super
huge.
Long.
It's huge.
So we're going to run through all these people. Listen up for all these events coming up. First event, this Wednesday night, June 16th, Spoken Views is having our monthly open mic night. It's at the Holland Project at 6:30. Make sure you message to sign up ahead of time because it fills up quickly.
Because there's like limited, right? Limited
Well, I mean, there's just, we try and keep it so it doesn't go all night to like 10 people or so that perform. So again, it's the third Wednesday of every month, Spoken Views Reno. You can check it out on Facebook, Instagram. Salutes to Ian Watson. He runs it, and you can hit him up if you have more questions about it. Mm-hmm. And then this coming Friday and Saturday, June 18th and 19th, The Leak are playing at the Alpine. I don't know what time the shows are. You'll have to check out any of their social medias for show times, but hopefully I think we're going to try and go on Saturday and have a good time dancing the night away to their they're so good. Like, so last time we saw them at Moody's, they would come out and they would play like a 90-minute set of just instrumental jazz music just to get the crowd warmed up, and then they'd go back and then they'd come back out and do another set with all the music and with the MC with vocals.
Yeah, then they did covers.
And they have covers. They do like classic hip hop covers. They have like a Batman song that's super cool.
It's
like,
so funny. Yeah.
And they have a good time. They're super fun. It's great music. And we've seen them so many times and never been disappointed. Mm-hmm. So check them out. And then
Tri-Lab.
Well, let's do them in order so people don't get confused.
Okay, so I have one on the 18th as well.
Friday the 18th.
This Friday. Marvin Gaye tribute at the Nugget, 7 o'clock. The homie Denver Collins is actually playing a couple songs.
Past guest.
And Marvin Gaye's sister is going to be there, too.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, 7 o'clock, Nugget, the 18th of June. In Sparks, East Sparks.
West Sparks, technically. But Thursday, June 24th. Is the annual Tri-Lab fundraiser at Craft. This is a partnership between the Reno Bike Project, the Holland Project, and Craft. We will have music, there will be food, there will be some sort of raffle. I don't know the details because I'm no longer on the board at Holland. I termed out.
It's over.
I'm over, so I don't have all the inside information anymore. But that is our annual fundraiser we do every year with them. So that's on Thursday, June 24th. You can check it out. They have like special packages. They'll have merch, all sorts of different things. And the proceeds benefit the Reno Bike Project and the Holland Project. So you're supporting two local organizations who are out there doing good in the community.
Yeah.
And then that next day or 2 days later, Saturday, June 26th, is Kick for a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
Not at Don Mello, which no longer exists, but at Shadow Mountain behind Reed High School out there off of Sparks Boulevard.
Yes, and Bering.
At Sparks and Bering, 8:30. You know what? I haven't been out there so long. I've lost my spark sense. I'm never out there.
I pass it every day on the weekends, and everyone's playing baseball or softball. It is full.
Yep.
And don't get on that right lane because everyone's going in.
I'm definitely a Reno right now. I've lost my way with when it comes to Sparks. But check out Kick for a Cause on Saturday the 26th.
And then funny fact about Shadow Mountain. All that dirt used to be where Reed High School is, and they just moved it there and made a little mountain, a hill.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
That is my teacher, Mr. Lundy, told me, because he's like always laugh. He's like, I'm older than Shadow Mountain, you know?
Reed was built in 1978.
Yeah, and that's why he was like, I'm older than Shadow, because they moved the dirt from there and just put it.
Oh,
there.
You're okay. So the mountain is... The dirt from the mountain is where Reed was.
And they moved it over there.
Oh, you made it sound like the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But they moved
that
it.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah, they moved it, and that's where the hill
I'm
came from.
I'm looking at the Sparks guy over here.
I would disagree.
Oh, okay. But maybe Lundy told me, you know, my drafting teacher.
Sounds like
teacher.
You had a teacher lying to you.
Yeah. Won't be the first one.
But, I don't – all I remember from – that mountain is running up it for football.
For football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or any PE thing over there.
Yeah.
Make you run the hill.
I haven't been up to the top of that in many, many decades.
I look at it now and just stare at it.
Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, you'd ride your bike up there and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah. These have some exactly. Dirt jumps on the side.
I think about my knees. Like, that would, nope. No, thanks. But the last thing. And this is just – so salutes to Anthony. Anthony and I met with Britt and Alon at Holland yesterday. My annual hip-hop show fundraiser I do with the Holland Project will be Saturday, August 14th. You're hearing it here first. We're changing it up this year. We'll still have some art. We'll have lots of merch. We're going to do some collaborations with some artists to create some T-shirts. There will be limited edition, like artistic T-shirts that will be curated based off certain hip-hop songs. We will have live performances. We will have DJ, food truck, all sorts of cool things. That will be Saturday, August 14th. More information forthcoming. It's also the first week we come back from school, so it will be a busy time of year.
Yes,
for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a lot of events. I'm excited. Like summertime's here. That's why I usually don't travel in the summertime because Reno has so much cool stuff happening.
All summer. None of those events include anything that has to do with Art Town.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about more later this month.
Mm-hmm.
But so much going on. Get out there, support your community. There's a lot of people doing good things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's safe to go outside and be in amongst crowds. So go do it and enjoy yourself.
Definitely.
You've been sitting at home, I know, like so many of us the last year and a half. Get out there. And I was surprised there wasn't that many people out last Friday at Public House at the thing.
Oh, it got crazier.
Well, yeah.
But I left, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
From what I heard, it got.
Like, yeah, we left at like 9, mm-hmm. And there's still.
I left at like 10, so.
Mm-hmm. And you have a fuckboy of the week this week? Oh, ooh. I saw this.
You saw this?
I saw this video.
This state, terrible. Michigan, right? Michigan State Trooper does the pit maneuver on this woman's car and makes her hit the guardrail and flip over.
With her, she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. So what happens is he's trying to pull her over. And she puts her hazards on and kind of like moves. Kind of.
There's no shoulder.
There's a
small shoulder. It's like
super small.
It's not even the width of a car.
Yeah, they'd be taking half of a lane if they did pull over.
So she's like puts her turn signal on that she's and it close. Says like exit like you know, 3/4 of a mile. Yeah. So like she slows down, puts her hazards on, turn signal. Like you can tell like she's going to pull off on the exit, and he speeds up and pit maneuvers her, and she
hits the barrier,
like
flips over.
Yeah, rolls over and slams into the barrier. Oh, luckily, she was okay.
Yeah, and he's like, "Why didn't you pull over?" She's like, "I was.
Why
just,
didn't you give
it
me
was,
a chance?
It wasn't safe to pull over, and like you're the police are supposed
it's
to."
It's like
give
my
you,
nightmare.
Yeah,
isn't I've been in that situation where there wasn't a place to pull over, and the cop was not cool about it because I just like where am I supposed to go? Like there was no shoulder. I was just standing at a red light. He wasn't trying to. Long story short, it was terrifying. So I can only imagine. I didn't get pit maneuvered into the median. So, yeah, I can only imagine how terrifying that must have been for her. Because, like, she completely loses control of the car and it just goes whoop, boom.
Like, even in the cam footage, you could tell she just, like, swipe left super tough. And, like, she was head over heels in her SUV or whatever she had. So, yeah.
That's our fuck boy of the week. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
All right, before we go, what do you want people to know about Kick for a Cause and why they should come out? Look at that. Put it on the spot. Michelle's about to drink some water.
I'll take a stab at it.
There you go.
So we're definitely full. We're full on teams, but there's still the ability to come out. There's raffle prizes, silent auction, the dunk tank. And end of the day, find out and meet these kids. Meet the why we are here.
Absolutely.
You know, even if you can't play this year, we're talking about doing it next year, and you'll be able to get in and hopefully grow it. Hopefully we are able to do 2 days and make this an event that, you know, just keeps growing. Maybe we get it out to GURP, Golden Eagle, out in Wingfield, where there's 6 fields. You know, maybe we're, I don't know, let's grow it. Let's keep on going because there's a need. There's a need for the kids in the community. The kids are going to be here. There's these kids. There's more kids. There's more
the more people the more you can help, right?
Exactly. End of the day. And, you know, earlier you guys mentioned a goal. Every kid's the goal end of the day in my head. Let's raise whatever we can raise. Let's get there and we'll figure it out and make it happen. So,
absolutely.
Dodgeforcause.org.
And we still can take raffle prizes, silent auction, if there's anyone out there that wants to donate.
Do you guys still need volunteers? Can people volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Volunteer. Yep, you can volunteer at dodgeforcause.org.
It's not his first rodeo.
No.
Not at all.
And my email's on there, my phone number, it's donaldabbott28@gmail.com. My cell phone is 775-771-8674.
That was brave putting that in.
That's also at Dodge for
As a politician, I put it on everything.
Anyone else have anything to add?
Thank you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you
Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for putting this on and all that you're doing for the community. We always love to support and have you on as an excuse to see Michelle.
Yes.
Sorry, Ashley or Matt or no one else could make it, but...
Yeah, they got me.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Well, next, make sure you guys check out Kick for a Cause. Again, Saturday, June 26th. Shadow Mountain starts at 8:30 or 8. I don't know. One of those two things. Be there around that time.
DodgeForCause.org.
Exactly. Make sure you listen to Caesar and I every Friday night on 97.7 K-Wink, where we play nothing but the best in all things hip-hop from 9 to 11, giving you what you need, not what you want.
Exactly. Then don't forget, follow us on everything. We're on every platform. Comment, subscribe. We're on YouTube as well.
So until next time, this is Sean saying peace. Enjoy your summer. Stay hydrated. Put sunscreen on.
Get a photo. Respect each other.